This is Home and/or Community Development with Dalton Moore. We'll go live in 3, 2, 1. This is Spencer Chase at the 84th National FFA Convention, and we're here with the national winner of the Home and/or Community Development Proficiency, Dalton Moore from the Dulphus FFA Chapter in Ohio. Dalton, can you tell me what it feels like to be a national proficiency winner?
It's pretty amazing, I have to tell you. To make it this far after trying for 3 years in this particular SAE, it just feels great to see that all my hard work has finally paid off, and to be here at this moment is just, it's a good thing for me.
And Dalton, you mentioned the hard work that you've done up to this point. What has that hard work been? What can you tell me about your SAE?
It's been nearly 900 hours of improving my own home with many different projects, and then also volunteering in the community and making my community a better place.
Okay, and what skills have you gained throughout the course of your SAE?
Well, in the home improvement portion of my SAE, I've gained like skilled trade skills such as woodworking and working with electricity, as well as understanding how to build structures such as homes and barns and install different things like boilers and filters. And then in the volunteering portion, the community service part of my SAE, I've learned a lot of communication, public speaking skills, also customer service, and working with other people.
So how have you seen your SAE grow? You know, you mentioned skills that you have gained. What about the growth of your SAE in itself?
When the SAE started back when I was a freshman in the FFA, it was basically just me following the lead of other individuals, such as my father or other community volunteers. They would tell me what to do, and then I would do simple remedial tasks. Now I'm heading up a few projects on my own, helping teach my little brother some of the same skills that I learned, and kind of taking on more responsibility.
Okay, college and career-wise, you know, what does life have in store for you, and how does that relate to your home and/or community development proficiency?
Well, right now I'm a college freshman at Ball State University studying actuarial science. And in the agricultural profession, I can work for any sort of agricultural insurance company with that degree. But for this SAE, which involves with home improvement and community service, I'm always going to be a part of some community, and I'm going to one day build my own home and my own business. So I can take the skills from this SAE and turn it into applying it to building my home, building my business, and helping my community in the future.
Very nice. And reflecting on your time as a member of the National FFA organization, what is the one thing that you're going to take away from your time as a member of this organization?
Definitely confidence. I used to be a shy, not very outspoken individual when it comes to doing things out in public or just getting active and involved. And the FFA kind of pushed me into that, giving me the public speaking, the leadership, the teamwork, and just the active skills that have made me as successful as I am today.
And if you were to give a piece of advice to a freshman FFA member just getting started in the organization, what would that piece of advice be?
I would try to tell them, find some part of the organization that they're passionate about. I found my passion here in the home improvement and community development SAE, but there are, you know, 40-some other proficiency award areas, plus several CDE competitions, and many different ways you can get involved in the FFA. And they can just find one or two things that they're passionate about, they'll end up being successful.
That was Dalton Moore, national winner of the Home and/or Community Development Proficiency and a member of the Dulphus FFA Chapter in Ohio. This award is sponsored by Carhartt. I'm Spencer Chase.